Motus Theater, and the ACLU of Colorado will team up today for a live stream of their latest work, Let Us Be Dissatisfied Until. The event is free and begins at 3 p.m. Prior registration is required. For more, I spoke with Just Us monologist Joaquin Mobley and Motus Theater Executive Director Kirsten Wilson.
The work that we're doing is the continuation of Martin Luther King's work, right? He pushed specifically, you know, near his death, he was pushing for more equity as opposed to equality. And that's what we're pushing with the Just Us monologues. We're pushing for equity. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to start from a different place. And that's with a lot of our, you know, colleagues, a lot of our community members that are returning home and bringing them up to speed. And these monologues are giving them a voice to really help spread that mission and continue the mission of Martin Luther King.
I would just add on to what Joaquin said. I mean, I think, you know, we're always in danger of turning Dr. King's celebration into a party about what happened in the past. And that is so out of alignment with the profound vision and kind of radical, as Joaquin was saying, he was ultimately about equity. He was focused on racial injustice and poverty. And those things come together most powerfully current day in the incarceration system. And all the things that we're doing to people who are incarcerated come right out of our legacy of Jim Crow laws, the poor laws, and slavery. And so if you are doing civil rights work and human rights work today, you're going to be right on this issue of incarceration, because the United States not only leads on issues of incarceration, it leads on issues of inhumane incarceration. And so we want to just make sure that this is not only a day of celebration, but for me, it's a day of deep reflection. Am I showing up the way Dr. King would want me to show up? Because if not, he just got murdered. But if we bring his vision alive, he's part of this legacy, and we empower each other and keep him in his power, that he wins in the end.
Who are you hoping will come to this performance on Martin Luther King Day?
Community stakeholders to show up, right? You know, so that they can be a part of the celebration and really the whole networking around it, right? But in addition to that, we want people that are working within the criminal justice field to show up. And the reason why is because it gives them an opportunity to, you know, hear the other side of the story, and so that they can kind of sit in some of our stories and really, you know, get an understanding of how did we get here, but more importantly, how can we get to the next place, to a better place? So I think, you know, people involved in criminal justice, community stakeholders, and, you know, friends and family, right? You know, so that they can be a part of the whole process as well.
Joaquin, what are you hoping audience members will learn, feel, and experience from attending this program?
For different groups of people, I want them to take away different things, right? So let me unpack that. What I mean by that is that for the people involved in criminal justice, what I want them to take away is the humanity of everybody that's involved in this, right? And, you know, sort of their part, or what they can, the part that they can play rather, in us humanizing the situation. For friends and family, I just want them to be there just to share the story and understand that, you know, we understand, as far as, you know, formerly incarcerated people, that this, when we were doing time, it wasn't just us, it was them as well, right? So them to accept that and understand that as well.
What is particularly special about this performance that you will like to highlight, Kristen Wilson?
One of the things that Joaquin and I try to do is make sure we're the right monologuists or at the right events. And at this particular performance, it's an hour-long performance that's very much focused on a family-friendly approach, kind of middle school on up. Our young people are going to be the people who break this system down or not, and or they're going to be broken by it because they will be filling a bed. at some point. And so inviting your family, we chose two monologues of that both have stories around a young person still in their teens, really impacted by the criminal legal system and how that was so devastating for their whole life. But we also have powerful music to inspire people and to encourage conversation in people's families. So it's important that this day not be washed away as a day off school, but a day in which we can engage and reflect about how we're going to support our children and ally with them to really make tremendous change that we need in order to keep our democracy alive.
Joaquin, is there something else that you would like to add?
What I want to add is that, everybody that attends or well, has attended some of our performances, they all walk away with something, right? And more often than not, they walk away with a plan of action, right? They feel that the monologues are kind of like the impetus for them to get out there and do something. And so we just really want to keep on doing that and keep on empowering the people that are in the power to make the decisions, like the Leslie Harrods or the Tony Exums, and just really giving them more or less good information so that we can continue to struggle and keep fighting to humanize this whole situation.
Humanize the situation. That is the key of this performance that you are bringing. It's going to be a virtual event, but it's also happening physically. So, if you can give us the details.
You would go to the Dairy Arts Center's webpage, and from there, you can register for a free ticket, and that will send you a link to a professional kind of film video screen where you'll be able to watch a filmic version of this. So it's like you're in the theater. In a way, it's like you're really close in the theater. So that will be a really powerful way to connect while maintaining the safety of preventing the spread in our community of the virus. So you can get your free tickets and then you can just link on. You don't have to be a member of Zoom or any other program. All you need to do is click on that link and it'll send you to a page and you can watch it like a film on your computer or phone.
What are you expecting after this performance from the audience to do? What have you heard in other performances that people have activated to do in action? Joaquin, please.
Absolutely. So in the past, we've influenced two House bills to be passed, right? One in particular is dealing with individuals that are the youth that were assessed with fines, and upon them being released, or them just getting in trouble, they had these fines, and as a result, put them in debt, right? And then that debt led to other issues. So, with the House bill, thanks to Representative Harrod, we were actually able to eradicate that. There's another one around licensing, right? Around like the as long as it's not a traffic offense or nothing to do with driving, they can't take your license from you. So in the past, for instance, if you were in possession of a controlled substance, they could actually suspend your license, right? And they will put a fine on top of that. So now they're making it hard for you to get to and from work, but they want that money for that fine. So they eradicated that as well.
Those are the things that really make a huge difference when we're talking about social justice. Is there something else, Kirsten Wilson, that you would like to add?
We often ask a guest reader to stand with a monologuist and co-read their story or read their story back to them. And we have two amazing women who are directly woven into the civil rights movement and the current day struggle. So Deborah Richardson, who's the new head of the Colorado ACLU, a lot of people haven't met her yet. She's going to be here. She comes from an old Atlanta family that's immersed in civil rights legacy, helped create and form and put together the March on Washington. So to have someone like Deborah Richardson connect the threads between what her parents and grandparents were pushing for, and what she's now doing with the ACLU, and in relationship to what's happening with incarceration, is awesome. Just an awesome opportunity of learning. And then this amazing woman, Velveeta Howell, who's the first Black female prosecutor in Colorado. Again, these are two older women, Black women, who have done amazing things in our state and in the nation in some ways. And to have them co-read the story and have a conversation with Joaquin Mobley about, you know, his monologue and Brandon Wainwright about his. It's just a real opportunity for how we weave together not only civil rights and issues around incarceration, but how we weave together our elders, our younger leaders, and how we all together can hopefully weave the next generation to come up and be a legacy of civil rights activists.
That was Kirsten Wilson, and just as monologist and strategist Joaquin Mobley with Motus Theater.
You could just for a moment take a walk in my shoes. Feel the weight of my burdens, yes. See the world as I do. Maybe then we'll find a way to live a life where each can say, I respect who you are. So take a moment to refrain from all the judgment and the pain. Hold my story for a while. Si puedes por un momento caminar mi camino, sentir el peso de mi cara y ver el mundo como yo. Así vamos a encontrar la manera de hablar. Yo decir, yo te respeto. Toma un momento sin rencor, si todo el juicio y el dolor. Ten mi historia por un tiempo. If you could just for a moment, take a walk in my shoes.
That music is by acclaimed singer and songwriter Carlos Heredia, who will debut a new song in honor of Motus Theater, Just As Monologues.